Unit 1, Part A. Here is a conversation between Mahler, Joshua, and Thura on homage paying ceremony.
Hi, where have you been?
To the homage paying ceremony.
Good. Lovely tradition, isn't it? I mean, paying respect to our elders.
It sure is. We can show gratitude to our teachers for everything they have done for us.
And asking for forgiveness for our mistakes.
That's right. And our teachers are very forgiving too. By the way, I'm just curious, how do you show respect to your teachers?
We pay homage and some gifts to show our appreciation of their labor of love.
I see. And how do you understand respect?
I think it is being polite to others.
Yes, to be polite, to show respect, especially to our teachers and elders.
You are right, Joshua, but it's more than that. Respect also means treating others with kindness.
Kindness? I've never thought about that. You're right. It's like caring for someone, especially for the elderly, isn't it?
Well, it's kindness with respect. It's about treating people how you want to be treated.
Interesting. Equal treatment, action and reaction.
Yes, Bodhat's words of wisdom. Revere our elders, show respect to those of our age, show our compassion to our younger ones.
Yes, it means showing respect to everyone worthy of respect, right?
You are right. People may be young, people may be old, but they all deserve respect, equal respect.
Yes, it is the basic principle of being human.
And the Buddha also said, when you pay respect, you must do it using three actions at the same time.
Three actions?
Yes, pay respect to others with three actions, physical, verbal, and mental. Nowadays, most people think it's all about material things and actions, gifts and politeness. In fact, mental action is the most important.
Mind is at the root of all actions. You're right. Let's always keep that in mind, whatever we do, good or bad. We have learned a lot today. Thanks a lot, Mala.
Thank you so much, Mala, for sharing your thoughts.
You're most welcome. Thank you, too.